Lizzie and Whipper.
It's the podcast. We welcome you to the official podcast. Plenty of entertainment in what you're listening to right now. The first piece of entertainment we're going to give you is Word of the Day, so you feel like you gain something from this moment of listening.
This is the last one, too. I'm sick of this segment.
Oh, Tom, you're going to have to do something after Word of the Day.
So, Tom, you need to come up with an absolute zinger here, you are, unfortunately, like a good racehorse who breaks its leg. We'll have to put a curtain up around you and
bang! Oh, God, he'll be turned into glue. But we might be able to breed you as well, like a good racehorse.
Are you a stallion or have you been gelded?
You've been gelded.
Yeah, gelded.
Where are they? Oh, they've been turned into a bottle opener.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Had a few fillies in your time, though, haven't you, Tom?
Were they all fillies?
Lord!
Sure. Where was that word of the day?
It's right here. Word of the day is mimp.
Mimp.
Is Mimpy it a male pimp? She works on the show, Mimpy Michael.
It's not Mimpy Michael. Say hi, Mimpy.
That's Nipply Michael.
Hi.
Yeah, awesome. Mimp means to purse your lips. So everyone tonight, when you're going out and seeing your partner, mimp those lips. Mimp.
Oh, how do you purse again?
I thought it was a Malaysian pimp.
Oh, that's not bad.
You mean Brian Ivy?
That's my dad.
Is he Malaysian?
Yeah, he is. How's Jono, your brother?
He's Jamaican, isn't he?
You're making me crazy.
Oh, and that's about the highlight you'll get from this podcast. Coming up on this podcast, stuff.
How long did it last? Did it last? How long did
Everyone.
It last? I really need to know.
Sarah, your dulcet tones are more and more sweet to my ears every time I hear that.
Thank you,
You've
Whips.
Got a beautiful voice and I love you to pieces.
You're the only one that saved this segment, so thanks, Sue.
All right, you know how this works. So we're going to kick it off with the obvious this morning. The breakup overnight, we're in shock because they look like they're having a good time at the Oscars. Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom, done, dusted. The question is this morning, for the first points, how long did it last?
Well, Sarah, you got this on email yesterday, so you've already probably done a bit of research.
We saw them on the paddleboard not long ago. He had a couple of paddles out that day.
He did. I think I do actually know this one. Is it 1 year?
Would you? Well, I asked for the months, of course, Sarah. You've
12
played
months?
This game before. 12. I can do the conversion. Would you like to lock in?
I'll go 13 months.
Okay, it's nearest to the pin, of course. An accurate strike will make you the winner. 13 months it is, Frizy.
Oh, I mean, come on.
You're the entertainment girl, right?
Yeah, because it's been a year and you've just then made me break it down to months. That's rubbish.
Ryan Fitzgerald, one to you. Okay, what about this one? Real Housewives. We had her in here the other day. Melissa Couts, not to Couts, it's Melissa Couts. We've been getting it wrong for 20 years now.
Didn't even know she was married.
Oh, she was with Simon Baker, mate. They don't have to be married. The question is, how long did it last?
Aww.
She spoke about Simon Baker. They were in the film clip, of course, of Read My Lips.
18 months, a year and a half.
It
was 18 months.
I'm the only one that listens to anyone
who told
during
you that?
These interviews.
But when did she say that in our interview?
She said it in the interview.
Yeah, I thought she did too. I just couldn't remember it because I didn't listen to that interview.
Oh, God.
Mate, you
am keeping
this is your
a
segment.
Close eye on you.
Mate, she said it in the interview, mate. She said, I went out with him for 18 months. You don't even listen.
Oh, no.
And do you know what?
No.
You get handed these just before the segment goes to air.
These
Magic
I think
Millie
of,
does them
these
all
I
for
think
you.
Of on the spot because I'm so passionate about celebrity couples.
And
it's
you know what,
my life.
Whipper does before the show on a Thursday, goes, Millie, I want to see the relationships this morning because there was a couple last week that I wasn't happy with.
No, it's the fact that I don't know who the celebrities are. That's when I'm angry, Millie. Sheet this morning is very strong. Well done. Sarah, if you don't get this, it's a clean sweep for the big guy.
I lose every week now. How's that happened?
Okay.
I'm doing the entertainment segment at 7:30 today.
Yeah, you are.
Get your head around this. How long did it last? Cameron Diaz and Robbie Williams.
Oh. No, come on. They were never together.
Well, you would then suggest it was a short period of time.
Well, give us some more facts. When was this?
Okay.
Do you want weeks or days?
This was back in 2003. They were spotted in Santa Monica together. That was the first idea.
They were spotted.
That was the first sighting of the two of them making out. Robbie in the past has said, yes, we had a breakup, which means we were together. I still love her as a friend, of course.
Three months.
So they hooked up.
Three months.
2 months.
Is that your final answer?
Oh, shit.
Because if it was a draw, then we'd have
Fitzy's
to go to a...
got it.
If it was a draw... Boom. No, I need your final answer. If it's a draw, we have to go to another question.
Months.
What would
two
you like
months.
To lock in, Siri?
2 months.
For your final answer.
She said 2 months.
It was 3 months and you've cheated.
Bang.
You have Tom. Has he got a sheet or what's going on here?
No, mate.
I just... Last? Did it last?
Billy, who's Tom? Who's worded him up this morning? He's not. He is.
Oh, Tom!
For God's sakes! I Hang thought on. We all sang that bit.
As
we
if,
do.
As
sometimes.
If Ryan James Fitzgerald knows that Cameron Diaz and Robbie Williams lasted for 3 months.
Oh, mate, oh, it's a stab in the dark. I'm not doing research on your segment,
yeah,
mate.
You've got a sheet in front of you. That's what's going on.
Aww.
Anyway, sorry, Z. You did not score any points today, and unfortunately, was probably one of the quicker rounds we've had. God, how was this moment yesterday? The French President François Hollande was making a speech. This is pretty serious, a little bit scary. I just love this music. Just makes me see a green riverbank and some beautiful flowers and a bloody big breadstick as we ride our bikes along. And this just happened to be a picnic rug, and then we make out forever.
The French Riviera, you've got some great memories
God,
there, haven't you?
Wonderful. It's the south of France I visited. Doesn't mean as much to me as it means to Tommy, because Tommy got married there.
Yes. Yeah.
Where were you, mate?
We're in Ez, in a little clifftop village near Nice.
Wow. So beautiful.
And as you did the I do's, two girls were making out in a hot tub in the background.
How very French.
He was distracted.
Yes, I was.
Nothing to do with culture, that, mate. It was just two girls getting it on.
Okay, mate.
This was the moment yesterday. He was addressing a crowd when this moment happened.
Bordeaux-Toulouse et Bordeaux-Dax. J'espère qu'il n'y a rien de grave.
What you can't understand him saying there if you don't speak French is, I hope that's nothing serious. That was gunfire that you heard.
Oh.
They tried to work out what was going on because the French are still on edge. They haven't had a great time.
Oh, definitely.
Recently, you can understand the panic. Unfortunately, it was a sniper and he accidentally fired his gun when he was moving positions.
Oh.
Didn't have the safety latch on, unfortunately.
Jeez.
The bullet has gone into the marquee where the president is, through the leg of one of the waitering staff and into the leg of someone else.
If I was the waiter, I would say that I threw myself in front of the president and I saved his life.
That is good. That is really good.
Yeah.
Wow.
What would you get for that? Whatever you want for the rest of your life.
Well, it was like the guy who worked, the helicopter driver for
Kerry Packer.
Gave up his kidneys here. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And there
what
was
did
all
he get for that?
Well, this was
Whatever
the speculation. What did he get, Sarah?
Imagine.
He got nothing.
Remember back then, though, $1 million felt like a lot. And now these days
you feel
like $1 million isn't a lot. So that guy's probably regretting not getting double for a kidney.
When you're a sniper and you've got, I mean, there's been some great cases of won jobs this week with the Oscars, of course. But when you're a sniper, I would have thought the golden rule would be make sure your weapon doesn't go off at the wrong time.
I know. Because it's not like it's a handgun as well, you know. Sniper rifles are really long there.
Yeah, so it'd be hard to move.
So it'd be just like, imagine like a guy trying to get to another position. He's got his huge and he's just waving it around. Hey, Dave, that was in my face, man. Whoa. I've got the safety on.
Sorry. For the guy with the hors d'oeuvres down there. Can we make out that he jumped in front of the president, please?
Joel Chris. Hello. Hi. Yes, a bit of rain on Saturday, but hey, God's glitter. That's
God's
what
glitter.
I'm calling it.
Of course. It just shines on your muscles too, doesn't it?
Hey, you're right.
Normally at this time of the morning, you're in the gym. You were just saying off
air. I would normally be, yes, absolutely. Or getting a spray tan.
Most definitely.
I know. No, I'm going to be all buffed up and ready to go. I'm going to shave down. I'll be like a greyhound.
Are you, what's...
You might get banned.
Is this the first time you've hosted the Mardi Gras?
It is my first time. And do you want to know a dirty secret?
Yeah.
It is my first time to Mardi Gras.
Oh, wow!
Yeah. So I've been to Mardi Gras once before, but I missed the parade. I was actually doing like a function for like a real estate agency out of town, nothing to do with Mardi Gras. Came back in and went to the after party, met my ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, right.
I've never been to the parade, never seen the parade.
So your strike rate at an after party of Mardi Gras is
100%. So fellas, if you're listening, I'm looking for a husband.
Wow.
I'm looking to one up at this.
Is there one after party you're meant to be at? Like at the Oscars and Vanity Fair, is there?
Yes, there's the big main after party out at Fox Studios, and there's like 20,000 gays just dancing, and it goes from something like 11 p.m. to like 10 a.m. the next morning. Last time I went, I saw Marsha Hines perform at 9 a.m.
No way.
At 9 a.m.
They have a 9 a.m. slot.
That is... Okay, so, Joel, when I was playing at the Swannies, and Moore Park, the SCG, and that's where the parade goes through.
Yes.
We used to have training in the mornings on Sunday morning.
Right.
And we, every single year, it was hilarious, because we'd be down in the weights in the gym, and we'd have guys coming down at 9, 10 o'clock in the morning with tops off still going from
there's
the night
Joel
before.
There's Joel and Molly Meldrum. Yes.
Tony Lockett's arrived, well, which is weird. Right. That's a bit of a twist on it.
The good thing is the lesbians can pop straight out from the party and go across to the footy. That's nice.
It's a bit of pressure on the DJ at that after party.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it? You really... Yeah. Don't mess that one up.
20,000 gays being play wannabe.
Again.
I'm just on loop. Yeah. And I'm so excited. Yeah,
what's your outfit?
I'm wearing a suit on the broadcast, but but then later at the party, I've got a very cute singlet that says, I put the hoe in homo. So I'm really just putting it out there.
I love you, Joel Cruz.
But Friday night as well, you're at the Seymour Centre. Who are you performing with?
So I'm doing a show with Reese Nicholson, my best friend and me, another gay comedian. And we're doing a game, because, you know, people don't really want to go out and have a bender on the Friday and save themselves on the Saturday. So we've got a whole bunch of celebrities coming along to play for our gay-ms night. See what we've done there.
Yes, I can.
We've got Gina Liano, which people are losing their mind for, the new gay god. Gretel Colleen, Georgia Love, Lucy Durack, Matt Mitchum. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be really fun. Dolly Diamond, who's amazing cabaret drag queen from Melbourne. So it's going to be, and Reese and I are playing filthy games with these celebrities.
Do you remember that guy? Wasn't that an outback bloke? And he was like, but he was a real gay icon.
Troy Dan?
Yes, I think
was it
was.
Troy Dan?
So he'd be in the outback and he'd be like at a lagoon or something.
Yeah,
like,
but he's top off.
And a crocodile.
And he was hairy.
And a G-string on.
Yeah.
And he was hairy.
Do you know, for a second, I thought you meant the farmer that was on Big Brother that came out. Remember the farmer?
I remember him.
David.
And then everyone was like, forced him to come out. Like, leave him alone.
And he had come out. He had a dummy spit and tried to kick his way out of the house.
Yeah, he just wants to, you know, free Hyundai Gets or whatever you get on Big Brother.
Who is the big get that you've got at the Mardi Gras this year? Who's the big celebrity that's making an appearance?
At the after, the Veronicas are performing at the after. But you still don't know at this point. People are like, it could be Adele, it could be blah, blah, blah. You don't know, so I'll be there.
If
in the
we
quarter.
Throw a few celebrity names at you, can you give us some idea on what float they would be on at the Mardi Gras?
Of course I can. What sort of question
if
is that?
If Shane Warne rocked up, what float would he be on?
Oh, he'd probably be advanced hair loss solution, have a float. Very
naughty. Yes, they do now.
Yeah.
What about Mr. Turnbull? I mean, where would he sit?
I don't know if he's invited.
He's not, is he? Because he turned up last year, and then everyone went, no, mate.
Yeah,
not for you,
champ. Bill Shorten rocked up last
Bill
year.
Was there
Malcolm
too.
Turnbull didn't rock
Turnbull
up.
Was there.
Oh, was he?
Yep, with Lucy. They were both there.
Yeah, no, Turnbull's there, and he sort of like, and I love it, he kind of walks along the parade route, like shaking hands with gays, and like, you can't get married.
Joke's on you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Pauline Hanson, I mean, where would
Pauline
be?
She'd be up, she'd have to be on the fish and chip float.
Wouldn't she?
Yeah,
perfect,
absolutely.
With a deep fryer.
Yeah, what about Clive Palmer?
Oh, he'd be on the Bears from Brisbane float. He's a bear.
I'd be a bear, wouldn't I?
You would be a bear. Or maybe an otter.
Oh, is there an otter?
Yeah.
What's an otter?
What do the otters
do? Oh, I don't know. Otters are like a younger bear. Oh, no, that's a cub. God, there's so many. Because
well,
I'm
a
twink, but apparently I've just become a twunk. And I'm like, well, what does that mean? Apparently
you're
I'm over
twink.
The hill. Well, I'm almost gay dead. I'm almost 30, so, you know.
Oh, my God.
There's a lot, you know.
You put the hoe.
I put the hoe in homo.
All right, we're excited. You can watch Joel. That'll be on Sunday night on 8:30 on the SBS. That's the Mardi Gras that will be on. But if you want to go to the Seymour Centre, is there still tickets?
Yes, sell? livenation.com.au, like one-time lineup. Gina Liano wants
to. Oh, that's cannot fine. Wait for that. That's a lot of fun.
Always
fun.
A pleasure, Joel.
Thanks, guys. Happy Mardi Gras.
Mate. You too. 13-24-10, if you got away with handing over a fake, wouldn't that be a dream? Diamond rings, guys, are on the way out. Good news. People are looking for other stones. They've just said the diamond market's too stupid. It's like the housing market. We've got a diamond crisis. We can't afford those precious rocks that women love on their fingers, sir.
Because BJ's got a sapphire.
Yeah,
that's a beautiful ring.
Little diamonds around it.
Hers is a lot like...
Princess Di.
Yeah, Princess Di.
But for any guy out there, bit of advice, if you can convince your missus... to get a different rock. It's going to save you a lot of money.
Well, that's what this article's saying, Frizzy. Forget the diamond. Go the...
Ruby.
Go the sapphire. Well, you could... There's different... I said to Millie before the show, I said, Magic Millie, is the sapphire always blue? And she went, yeah, of course it is. And I went, hang on a minute, let me have a look. Because then I thought, the sapphires, as in the movie with Jess Malboy, they always wear the sapphire-coloured dress.
Emerald. Oh, emerald's
beautiful.
Another popular
They're
one as
beautiful
well.
Beautiful
yeah,
emeralds.
Yep, you can go with that.
Deep green.
Sapphires are not always blue. You can get
what's the purple
clear
ones?
What's a purple one?
Topaz.
My favourite topaz.
When I was working at
Clark the Jewellers,
I sold a lot of onyx rings to
onyx
guys.
Onyx is black, isn't it?
Yeah, black.
Yeah, well, black diamonds are very popular, so that's probably the next step from that.
Yeah, but shine light like a black diamond. Yeah. Doesn't sound the same.
She needs to re-record it. Sarah, then there's the pink and the yellow. The most expensive?
I think
so. Or is it
the
pink?
Yeah, but the
I have no idea, but they're both beautiful. I was at a jewellery auction a little while ago and there was this woman bidding on this pink and yellow diamond ring and she ended up spending $50,000.
No
just
way.
Dropping, just sitting
on the
there,
spot.
Little hand on the spot, little
upper,
hand going
that's
up.
The upper class
amazing.
For you,
yeah, no, you don't want to do that.
But a yellow diamond looks like someone's weed on it, you know? It looks like urine for me.
What
I don't
done.
Like it.
Well, it's more of a dress ring, isn't it? It's more of your night out. I don't people look. I don't think the average person looks at someone's hand and goes, oh, you've been weed on.
Well, it does. It's like when someone smiles for the first time and you see they've got a bit of plaque on their teeth.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what a yellow diamond's for me like.
It
is.
Not if you've seen a really good one.
No. Yeah, no, you want to go fakey. Aaron from Penrith, welcome to the show. Did you give a fake diamond?
Yes, I sure did.
Aaron, did you get away with it?
I actually got my mother a flaky for her 40th birthday.
Oh, was it a cubic zirconia, Aaron?
Not 100% sure.
Yeah.
Like, what sort of price difference are we talking here, Aaron? Like, if you bought the real thing, what would it have cost you compared to what you bought?
$2,000.
Right. Well, $2,000's still a lot of money. Mm. That's a good effort, Aaron.
Yeah, well, I thought you only turned 40 once, and I managed to get away with it, and she goes out, and she... goes, oh, look what my son brought me, and
Do you know the cubic zirconia, is so cheap that $2,000, Aaron, you've probably paid for an 18-carat band. Mm. That's what you paid the money for. But a cubic zirconia, when you look at it, for a guy, any guy out there, you can't pick the difference between a cubic zirconia and a diamond.
Mate, the amount of women that would have been in a relationship, right, their marriage has fallen apart, they've gone to the old jeweller to get the ring valued because they want to get rid of it, and then they find out that's a fake.
Mm.
Just be the old seal, wouldn't it?
Do you know what you got to do? You got to find a cheaper one, and then you go to the jeweller, and you get... Because jewellers are always pretty good like that. They'll give you a good valuation for your insurance there.
Yeah.
You bump it up a few extra grand. And then, the old ring's gone missing.
Are you able to do that?
It's the insurance company. I just wanted to have a quick chat about your claim on the ring that you've lost.
I'm in the shower,
paperwork.
Mate. Sorry, I'm not here.
What are you knocking on the shower wall for? What are you doing in the shower? I'm in my first
question. Why am I knocking back?
What's going on in there?
Mr. Fitzgerald, can you let us in?
No, I'm in the shower.
I'm not going to let you in.
I'm knocking in the shower.
It has come out overnight that Katy Perry, Orlando Bloom are over.
See you later.
Sam, and you brought this up the other day. This is weird because they were at the after party, the Oscars, the Vanity Fair party.
Yeah, and they had all these pictures on the red carpet, but then there's been this video that's been released of her, him at a pre-Oscars party with this woman, and they're sitting at the table. The Daily Mail has this video where they're sort of leaning into each other and whispering.
Who is the other girl? Yeah, he's really intimately whispering.
Yeah, she's the daughter of a film company or something,
right.
President.
What do you reckon he's saying? Hey, I'm not with Katy anymore.
No, he's probably saying, could you pass us the butter?
See you at the back and forth.
Well, their representatives brought out a press release. Before rumours or falsifications get out of hand, we can confirm that Orlando and Katy are taking respectful, loving space at this time.
Oh, nice sounds wording. Very Gwyneth and Chris.
Yeah, that's very consciously uncoupled, isn't it? Yeah.
Is it anything to do with the paddleboard, mate? Nothing to do with that incident.
You don't break up over that. That's a bonding experience.
Oh, is it Sarah?
Well,
it is.
Yeah, and from seeing the shadows...
I thought it was a shark in the water.
I think there's no way that she's breaking up with him over that.
No.
But there could be problems. I don't know.
Who broke up with who?
Orlando. This was a good point. I don't know. But
neutral.
This is a good point. I mean, what has Orlando done movie-wise lately?
Well, he doesn't need to. Lord of the Rings just lives on.
He's had Miranda Kerr, Katy Perry now. Where do you go from there?
Do you know who he is a bit like? Jude Law.
In what way?
Well, he did a couple of films and for the past decade, really, he's done nothing.
Jude Law's still doing good movies.
Yeah, he's been in lots.
He's about to do King Arthur, mate.
Yeah, he hasn't
Guy
done
Ritchie's
it. He hasn't
new
done
movie.
It yet.
He's King Arthur.
So, is he?
Yeah.
Good luck to him with that.
He was in that movie where everybody got sick and died.
No, he wasn't.
Contagion or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that was a good
no
movie.
No one saw that.
I did.
The talented Mr. Ripley, he's been in belters, mate.
He's done nothing for a decade.
Alfie?
Except
Alfie
try and hold onto his hair.
Alfie
That's
with
all.
Sienna Miller, that was
just shave it, mate.
Hot.
Anyway, where were we?
Guys, Fitzy brings the entertainment to this show because, you know, I do this. Remember when Mariah Carey broke up with James Packer?
Yes.
And I was the first one who got...
The breakup song.
Found the breakup song. Played the audio.
I can't let you go.
Give me your money.
You're deep inside my soul.
Give me your money.
I can't let you go.
Give me your money.
You're deep inside my soul.
Give me your money.
But I say thank you for having the right contacts to get your hands on this exclusive material.
The press release came out yesterday. Katy Perry's written a song already about it, her split with Orlando Bloom.
My God.
Are you ready to hear it?
So it's just dropped, has it?
I can't. Don't. Do not push me on where I got this from, all right?
Where did you get it from?
I can't tell you. I can't.
Was it Smallsy?
I can't tell you at all. But here is Katy Perry's new song, her split. It's called Love Hurts from Orlando Bloom.
You were the man of my dreams. Your love hit a chord, but you nearly knocked me out on the paddleboard. Love hurts, love hurts. It's time for you to talk. Now I'm glad we're done, so I can finally walk.
Suggesting. I mean, besides a couple of flat notes, I would question.
What do you mean, a couple?
I would question a few of the lyrics. Can we hear it again?
Can no, just... can we not?
You were the man of my dreams. Your love hit a chord, but you nearly knocked me out on the paddleboard. Love hurts, love hurts. It's time for you to talk. Now I'm glad we're done, so I can finally walk.
But he's not that big, is he?
Test, test.
Huh?
Test. And now it's time for Tom, the overweight-looking Russell Brand producer. Time. Tom time. Like that?
Yeah. Can we have a quick round, mate? I'm busting for a wee.
Hi, Fitzy. Oh, hi, Whipper. Oh. And hi, Sarah. And lovely to see you on a cloudy Thursday.
Enough of the sparkling water.
Well, Tom, what do you like to do when it's rainy outside, Tom, and a bit cold?
I cuddle up on the couch with my loved one, Fitzy.
Yuck. Is Inga still into Home and Away? She's a...
Every night.
Oh, 50 Shades.
Every single night. Thing. And 50 Shades Darker.
Any of them.
Speaking of Tom time, three incriminating questions. Get the third question correct. You win the prize. The answer is either Fitzy or Whipper. Who is our first caller, boys?
We got Christine from Spring Farm. Hi, Christine.
Oh, the catchphrase.
Oh,
yeah, more like a chicken, but that's still...
Yeah, that was a sick owl.
It still works.
It was a rooster, top of the morning.
All right, question number one. Good luck, Christine. Now, Fitzy and Whipper, you have been dobbed in by one of our receptionists here at Nova. Oh, no. This one was by our receptionist, Dim.
Oh, not Kieran.
Not Kieran.
Dim.
Kieran works the mornings, Dim works
the
afternoons.
Dim the lights.
Okay. Who said Dim's perfume was so beautiful that it reminded him of an ex-girlfriend?
Oh,
that's gross.
Would that be Fitzy or would that be Whipper that did that, Christine?
I'd say Whipper.
Whipper is correct.
Reminded me of an ex. I did not say beautiful.
Dim was actually quite.
It was
disturbed.
It was a terrible relationship, to be honest. If
but
you want to know.
But the perfume was good.
But I just said the perfume reminds me of an ex. What are you wearing? Don't wear that again. It was terrible memories.
Oh.
Terrible.
Wasn't
memories.
Wasn't an entertainer, was it?
It was a horrible, horrible relationship. Oh. But I've moved on.
Right.
Moved on from that. Keep going, Tom Time.
Question numero two.
Yeah, we get it.
Who has been getting free handyman work done around his house in exchange for personal tours of the Nova office?
Oh, seriously?
Now.
It's Fitzy.
Yes! Christine! At least think about it.
Christine, you know what was amazing? I walk into a meeting yesterday. There's two people I've never seen before.
What they were in for?
No, that's Gyro and Steph. It was Gyro's birthday. He's an audio and visual guy. He does a great job. And I still pay him. He doesn't do it for free, Tom. And he's a nerd. He wanted to come in and see the Nova.
You said they were two of your close friends, and yet when I asked when
they
she
are.
Met you, you were like, what?
No, they are.
Is she having a baby or not?
Yeah, she is. She's like, it's prominent.
No, Fitzy introduced me and said, this guy's wired up my entire house. He deserves a tour.
Well, he loves
not
so brought him in yesterday. So
unbelievable.
I've got your $500 in credit now.
Well done, Fitzy. Question number three. Good luck, Christine. Get this correct. You will be meeting Tiny Temper.
Thanks.
A slight twist here. Question number three is actually going to be posed by either Fitzy or Whipper's wife.
What? Oh.
Now, Fitzy or Whipper's wife, could you please ask your question?
Hi, Tommy. I just want to say I really love the segment.
Thank you. And a big fan of yours too, Fitzy or Whipper's wife. Please ask your question.
Was it Fitzy or Whipper who went to an Australian Turf Club event and had a giant zit on the end of their nose and had to borrow Millie Producer's concealer because he was so vain and wanted to cover it up?
All right. So, who is...
Hang on a minute. BJ, how would you know?
So who has started using makeup to cover up his awful pimples? Would that be Fitzy or would that be Whipper?
I'm going to say Whipper.
Correct.
Hang on a minute. Now, firstly, darling, I think there's a nappy that needs changing, so thanks so much for calling
Hang on. Oh, yeah. Can I just talk about who's this ex-girlfriend's perfume that you were a little bit cagey about with the first question?
Who was that?
Mate, it's a really, really long story. didn't realise you were going to be on.
She's cutting out.
Oh, I love this segment. Thanks, darling. I can't remember.
Because you have been walking around. You do look like an alcoholic at the moment because your nose is so red.
I just had one pimple on the end of my nose. And I said to Lisa, I was running out the door and Millie said, oh, stop, you can't go like that. You've got a big pimple on your nose. Why don't you pop a bit of this on it?
No, she didn't. Yes, you asked for it, mate.
Who knows?
Oh, you look like Steve Bannon, Donald Trump's right hand man.
I look like anything to do with Donald Trump. Lights, camera, hilarity. There's a lot of rumours flying around with the Mardi Gras and celebrity performances this weekend.
Yeah, this Saturday night, it is one of the biggest nights in the calendar for Sydney. It's a great event, and every year they have someone who you didn't know was going to be there rock up at the after party. You know, it's usually Danny or Kylie Minogue. They're the big winners.
Yep.
Adam Lambert's done it before. This year they're saying it might be Adele at the after party performing.
Wow.
Imagine that.
When you're in Byron Bay and you go to the Beach Road Hotel and there's an act on or it's, you know, a popular time, there's always a rumour that flies around about who could be getting up on stage tonight. And it's always a bit of a letdown.
Oh, come on.
I'd be highly surprised if Adele gets up.
It's one of the biggest events in the calendar. If she's going to do anything, it would be this.
Where is that major after party?
Fox Studios.
They usually have it at the Horden Pavilion.
Yeah, the Horden Pavilion. Mm. You could sneak her in out the back, mate.
From Hunter's Hill,
sneaking out the back, and you have those tinted windows in the car. She gets straight out, gets up on stage, performs hello, off she goes, and there'll be guys and girls on the ground just going, oh my God.
We'll wait and see, but she has been obviously performing over in Perth, and she did make one super fan's night. She called this person up on stage. Feminem is the name that this performer goes by. She was up there dressed exactly the same as Adele, cross-dresser, in a $700 dress, and Adele sort of laughed and said, my God, you look even better than I do in that outfit. And then she's let her absolutely open her pipes and sing one of Adele's songs.
What?
This is a bit of rumour has it. This is so you got your head in the clouds. You made a fool out of you. The voice is bringing you down. She made your heart bear. Pretty good.
She's pretty good, isn't she?
It's a he, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a great effort.
I think they're amazing.
Adele's doing a bit of a Bruce Springsteen, getting people up on stage.
Why not?
She does love doing that. She's facilitated proposals and things in
the past. If I was a performer and I turned up and I saw somebody in the crowd dressed exactly like me, I don't know if I'd want them anywhere near me.
Oh, come on. I think it's sweet.
Graham Norton did a bit of a stitch-up where he got Adele lookalikes or cover girls who got up and they had to audition.
Impersonators. Yep.
They had to audition for it and they put Adele in there with a bit of makeup on and disguised her.
And they didn't recognise her.
And they had no idea who she was until she got up there and started singing and they went into meltdown.
Oh, I love it. I think she's great. Guys, Oprah Winfrey, she previously said that she would never run for president. We know how popular this woman is.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets asked a lot. She's very influential. And, you know, in previous years she has been asked, would she run for president? She used to say not in this lifetime, but now in an interview she's done overnight, she said she might just change her mind when it comes to the 2020 election.
I just thought, oh, gee, I don't have the experience. I don't know enough. I don't know. And now I'm thinking, oh.
All right.
Surely so, she would.
She wouldn't. She'd
so 2020,
we've got Kanye and we've got
Oprah.
And then 2024, we've got Mark Zuckerberg.
Well, then you could have Gail as Secretary of State.
In the Oval Office.
That's who else could you get? Who's her?
Stedman.
Stedman's got to be
involved. Yeah, it's a very crowded White House all of a sudden, isn't it? Which room does Stedman get? Which one does Gail get?
Stedman's in the back room. Oh, poor man.
Yeah. Finally, guys, the countdown's on. Ed Sheeran tomorrow releasing his new album, Divide. And he's revealed that he actually wrote 10 different versions of each of the songs that feature on the album. Yeah, that's how much of a perfectionist he is. He wrote 10 versions so that he could then pick which one was perfect for him. That's just insane.
That'd do your head in, wouldn't it?
Oh, you would think.
You'd be listening to him going, how do I decide? How do I make a decision on this?
He's just a genius, isn't he? Because really, he only had 1 year off, didn't he? He had 1 year off.
Yeah.
And usually in between albums, they usually have 2, 3, 4 years off before a new album comes off. He's done all of that in a year.
I know. Amazing. Speaking of new music, though, there is a single from Lorde also coming out tomorrow. You guys are going to play it first.
Great.
She released a tiny, tiny clip. It's called Green Light. You only get a few seconds, but this was it. It's very different.
Sounds like Coldplay. Mm. Sarah, what time does it drop?
I think they're saying about 6:30 tomorrow, but listen, because you guys will
tune
be
in. Yeah,
it.
We got it.
Very surprising that you haven't played Katy Perry's new song.
I can't let you go. Give me your money.
Love hurts.
It's time for you to talk. Now I'm glad we're done, so I can finally walk. Why?
13, 24, 10. I want to know the most ridiculous items you've taken on holiday, whether it's you or maybe it's somebody that you are with. When they pack the suitcase and you're leaving home to get out of town and have a nice relaxing time, what do they take with them that's just stupid? Here's the Saudi king. He's gone on tour of Asia. Month-long tour. He's really committed to this one. What's his name? Saudi King Salman bin Abdul Aziz. Great name.
Aziz.
Yeah, just call him your Royal Highness. He's packed 460 metric tons to take in his own personal 747 for his tour. How good is that? His gold-lined stairs that roll out when he's at the airport. It's just stunning. He turned up for a couple of parties. He also bought with him 2 Mercedes-Benz limousines.
What?
Just want my Merc on the ground. Where's the Benz, guys? You know what I mean? Have we packed the Benz?
Has he got some mates with him or something? Are they going...
Mate, he's got 572 staff to deal with his luggage.
See, this is ridiculous. This is a different
world, isn't it?
He's taken
the whole family. He's taken the whole family, including 10 ministers and 25 princes.
Is he happy in life, though? That's the question that I pose.
Yeah, I don't want to be that. I don't want that money. No way. I don't want any of those
cars.
Don't want the diamonds. Don't want the
cash. Well, that's right. And imagine waiting, getting off your flight and waiting at the baggage release and you're waiting for your 2 Mercedes.
Yep. I don't think they come out.
Your bags.
that would take forever.
500. Can we just do a head count? Have I still got my 547 staff here?
Yep.
Oh, this is not a holiday.
Be handy if you were trying to get through to a radio station, though, wouldn't it? Like, you'd have all those people. You got 572 staff trying to call to get Tiny Temper tickets. One of them would get through for you. I'm just thinking what it would be to live.
Yeah, I wouldn't have looked at it that way.
With that team. 620 all up his staff is for this entourage. He's booked out 4 hotels. 1 including 222 rooms in the Four Season Hotel. Man, that is full on. My wife, when we go on holidays, a little bit different to the old king there. But she will take, one, takes her own pillow. Must take her own pillow. Mm. So that's half the suitcase taken up. And then, for some strange reason, she thinks we've got a really special mattress protector. So the mattress protector is just like a fitted sheet, but then it's a bit thicker on top.
We've got 2 of them.
You got 2?
On top of each other? Yeah, we wear 2 mattress protectors. Work that out. I don't know. Ask my wife. She says it gives us extra...
bounce.
And there's just... Oh, no, to be more comfortable. It's just ridiculous. I know, but I don't ask, mate.
Because I said, why do we need a mattress protector anyway? And she says, because when I get a spray tan too, it can come off and go through the sheets. Aww. Well, don't get into bed with what is it, a month in Macau on?
Yeah, but you're not...
Or whatever she gets done.
You don't
a week
get a
in Fiji.
Do you get a spray tan when you go on holidays? You get one before you go.
There you go before.
Because you want to look good when you put your swimmers on.
So we've got the mattress protector and we've got a pillow, and the pillowcases come with us on holiday, and I just don't understand it. 13, 24, 10. What else goes into the suitcase? It's like hair dryers. Every hotel has a hair dryer.
Yeah, but hair dryers are different. I'm going to stop you right there.
And you know what else she takes? A mirror. Like, you know, the mirror, like the bathroom mirror.
Yeah, that's fine, isn't it?
As in like a handheld mirror?
What's she doing?
Yeah, it's like a round one, you know, that spins.
Oh, that spins and it has different, it zooms in on you.
One side is really zoomed in, the other is normal.
My dad always takes some crackers and like tinned food.
Oh, snacks. Firecrackers?
Yeah.
What, so he doesn't have to use a minibar?
So he doesn't, no, but so he doesn't have to, in case he gets there and they don't have food that he likes. It's just snacks.
Dad would always say when we got to a hotel, if it was a family holiday, if you want a can of Coke, go downstairs and find a milk bar elsewhere. Mm. Don't use the minibar. Too expensive.
Well, that is true.
I'll be back in half an hour for a can of Coke, Dad. Thanks for the great holiday, mate.
My dad,
I love the goalie at this time of the
my
year.
My dad, every single holidays, used to strap 20 kilograms of pseudoephedrine to his guts.
Did he? And would you have to buy your own when you got there and he'd own the user?
He suffered bad hay fever.
Did he?
And he said he needed it all the time.
That's really weird.
It was
weird.
Always weird, though, because when we ever got to the destination, there'd be this huge bloke with a big biker mode waiting to take it off him.
That's weird. Mm. And he never liked those dogs, did he, at the airport, which was strange. He's got a thing against dogs.
Great right holidays, though.
It was an absolute beauty. Hilly and Granville, what did your niece take on the holiday?
So my niece recently got married, and to her husband's shock, she took a bathroom stool with her to help her release herself.
Oh, a bathroom stool.
Oh, is that one of those ones
so when she sits, she puts her legs on it and it just helps.
Oh, so this is in the shower.
Yeah, on the actual toilet, she puts her legs on it and apparently it helps her release the bowel.
Yeah, you know those things? This little stool, so if you were sitting on the toilet, you'd put your feet on it and it sort of puts you in a position which is meant to be more convenient.
That's not hygienic, is it, when you're taking that up?
The old poo stool.
When you're putting that up against in the plane.
Mm.
You carry on. You've got your own stool.
You're just resting your feet on it.
Taking your own stool on board.
Rachel in St. Leonard's, what does your mum take with her, Rach?
She takes her cereal bowls and her spoons that she can make her own breakfast in the morning.
Oh, give me a break.
Come on. Well, it's like BJ, isn't it? She goes and buys those Carmen muesli bars anytime you go anywhere.
Yeah,
and
I know.
No one eats the muesli bars.
No. Well, where were we? Was it New Zealand when she got
pulled
over?
She had the cucumbers.
She had cucumbers in her bag.
You guys went to customs and we left you.
No, we got out. She didn't put it on her incoming passenger card. It didn't have any fruit. And I said, don't write it, right? And then when we get off there, some bloke asked her.
Got any
and
cucumbers?
She crumbled. Oh, yeah, I've got 3 cucumbers in here. 4 hours later. God.
What's she doing with
some
the cucumbers?
Some bloke's putting a glove on next to me.
Yeah, and he's holding a cucumber.
What are you doing? You may have heard about this over the past 24 hours, but there's been a horrible ad that's come out.
It's everywhere.
Trying to entice new recruits into the government. The Department of Finance have put this up, and basically it's trying to show people how good a time you can have in the office if you work for these guys in the Department of Finance. I don't know if they're doing this on purpose to get people talking about it, because the acting in it is so bad.
If where's Russell Howcroft when you need him? Because I wouldn't be surprised. The acting is so bad, and some of the lines in it too are basically to create conversation. So what I think they've done is put together a smart marketing video, but at the same time put elements in where people will question it.
Okay, so here's a conversation that some of the employees are having in the office.
Hey guys, I'm just heading downstairs for my paleo pear and banana bread. Would you like to join me?
No, thanks. It's a little bit fancy for me.
So there's one conversation.
The whole idea behind the video is they're all talking about their excitement to do a presentation and how well they communicate.
No one gets excited to do a presentation.
And how friendly they are and encouraging they are in the workplace.
Have a listen to this guy's entrance.
Hey, buddy. Sorry, I got to do that every time. It's because we're in the buddy program. Have you had a run through with all the other grads?
Yeah, we had one yesterday at lunchtime. Tom couldn't make it, so we just Skyped him in. But it all seems to be coming together now.
Great. Can't wait to hear all about it. Good luck, buddy.
See ya.
It's the opposite to a Bunnings commercial.
It's
where they're not real people. They're just bad actors.
Because, all right, I want to give you an example of what the conversation's like here at Nova. So this, first of all, this is the conversation that's happening in the Department of Finance, okay, when someone walks in, Tina.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Tina.
So if you're finalising your presentation.
Yep, nearly there.
Looking forward to it.
Me too.
Hey, Dane, you mentor Jenna, don't you?
I do, yes. Yep.
I think her capabilities would be a really good match with Budget Surge team. Can you suss her out and see if she's interested?
Sure. I'm actually seeing her this afternoon, so I'll definitely run it past her.
Right. Thanks. See ya.
Wow, we get on so well.
So that's the conversation there. We actually recreated that. This is what the conversation's like here at Nova.
Hi, guys.
Go away, Tom.
Not now, idiot. So, are you preparing for today's show?
No, we're about to rob a bank, Tom. Of course we are, until you barged in.
Guys, I'm really looking forward to it.
Nerd!
Hey, Whipper, you mentor the new Russian girl Vladlina in sales, don't you?
Oh, yeah, sure do.
I think her capabilities would be a really good match for integration. I could, or maybe you could, suss her out and see if she's interested.
Sleaze.
You're a pig, Tom.
Tom, the company's still deliberating your punishment over those harassment claims.
Okay, great. Thanks. See you, guys.
Get on down,
don't
Tom.
Don't come back, loser. Idiot.
Stay away, pig.
It's a little bit more aggressive around here.
That's more realistic, isn't it?
That's more your average workplace, especially if you've got a Tom at your workplace.
Yeah. Good on you guys.
All right, you know how it works. We're going to give you a go around the room, give you a headline. And Sarah from St. Clair, you're going to need to choose which story you want to know more about, okay?
Good morning, guys.
Good on you, Sarah.
Sarah, who would you like to kick off the headline with first?
I like to go with Sarah.
Oh. From Sarah to Sarah.
All right, headline reads, man says his pooch did what to his girlfriend?
Huh? Oh, whoa. Whoa, 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 what thing?
What?
Whoa, is that a Joel Monahan one, really? Is it?
What is that going? Oh, that is.
All right, you go. Do you want me to go next? Headline reads, woman fakes being a doctor. How?
Oh, tell me more. All right, give me a drum roll here. You won't believe how much this man spent on an Uber.
Oh, no, seriously, could you be won't like, believe it. What, $100? Well, $150?
No, you got to wait, Sarah's no going to choose the story. That's called a hook, guys. What do you got, Matty?
By the way, headline reads, man uses slingshot to do what in traffic?
That's a bit boring, that one.
All right, Sarah from St. Clair. No, thanks, Matty, you gave it your best. Sarah, what story do you want to know more about?
I'm going to have to go a whip.
Oh, how much you spent on an Uber? Tell me more. All right, Sarah's made a decision. Sarah from St. Clair said, I want to know more about the headline. You won't believe how much this man spent on an Uber. This poor bloke, he's jumped into an Uber. It was meant to be a 13K quick ride. Should probably have taken him about 32 minutes to get home. Unfortunately for Izzy, he tipped a few in. He'd have a couple of scooies and maybe a kebab.
No.
He fell asleep within the first 2 minutes.
Yeah.
5 hours and 21 minutes later, the driver has arrived at a completely wrong town, 225 k's away from where he was.
But if it was an Uber, wouldn't he have put in his address at the start and he just been driven to his address?
You don't have to. You don't have to do that.
No, he's meant to go the place where he's going, hasn't he, rather than the specific address.
Yeah,
he's,
no, tell me more, sir.
Sarah, I appreciate your input.
No worries.
The interesting part of it, the final tally for his Uber ride, it was $752.
Because if you're the Uber driver as well and he's asleep, what you do is you open the door, you kick him out and then close it, and then it goes straight onto his credit card. You don't even know.
That's not a bad idea.
He doesn't have to pay on the spot.
That's right.
You know you've got the money off his credit card.
Because that was always the problem with cabs when you fall asleep on the way home in a cab. You're like, what way has he taken me home? How much have I been stung here? But I thought with Uber, because you put your address in, but if you put the wrong town in.
Well, that's right.
Awkward.
The other thing too, which I would have got the Uber driver for, is I don't know why he drove around. You're wasting your fuel. Just sit in the spot if he's fast asleep. It'll still tally up the same rate on your meter.
Yeah, but again, if he's put a destination in there that you think is right, and then he's gone to sleep. You're just taking him to that place, aren't you?
Well, let him wake up and ask where are we? Then you drive to your destination, sir.
I mean, there's so many questions to be posed.
Yeah,
and that's why Sarah, here all day.
That's why Sarah from St. Clair wanted to know more about this story, and I hope you've appreciated
it. Do we think she does know more?
I think...
I don't know. I know I don't.
And I think Sarah has now finally realised that she made the wrong decision.
Yeah, that's all right. She'll be back next week.
Jeez, I'm excited. I've been watching the promotions all the way up until tonight. We've been seeing them on 9. Invited to their
big day. This is ridiculous. You're all wearing white.
This is actually Ivory.
The Footy Show.
The Footy Show is back again tonight. It's NRL round one.
Boys and girls.
Geez, jacket gate. Well, you know, when you
touchy.
It was so touchy.
Channel 9. We're not talk about it outside of Channel 9, so let's just leave it there.
Sorry, mate. Do you run into Amber Sherlock or
I'm sweet with Amber.
Yeah,
I'm sweet with Julie, so I didn't want to get involved.
Yeah. Did they call you?
I'd changed my number.
Yeah, did you?
I've changed my number a couple of times. But what I've done, I just stayed out of it.
Does that mean that you're not allowed to wear like a Lowe's suit on the panel when you're next to the big man or something like that?
You'll have to check out the show tonight. We've actually got something teed up and it's actually legal.
Oh,
it's right. Legal, is it?
This time it's legal.
Not arm wrestling. I've got a quick question for you, Fitzy. Lots of people rang through about you emceeing.
Oh yeah, their wedding,
weddings, christenings. Yeah. I've done a couple of big.
You've done a couple of big successful
weddings that went well. I did 12 guys. Salim Mahajah, 12 guys, 12 guys. I also did Grant Hackett.
So
that's still going pretty well. His marriage, is it?
So God, you're the curse.
Yeah. What do you mean? and I've got a christening in a couple of weeks, which half of Lebanon will be there, which will be great.
Okay, do you want me to help out?
Can you speak Arabic?
Well, I mean, we got.
I love going down there and helping out. You know, emceeing a wedding.
Yeah.
Going to christenings, naming days, as we call it. Yeah. I've got one at Dalton House in a couple of weeks.
Wow. Sure.
Just helping out the community, man.
Good on you, man.
You doing it?
Yeah. No, I've emceed a couple of weddings. Yep. I emceed Whipper's wedding.
Yeah, my grandmother wasn't too impressed with the language.
Yeah.
But that's fine. And as he yelled out, "Put down your bourbons, ladies and gentlemen."
To your nan?
Yeah. No, that wasn't good. And she did have a bourbon.
And how's she going? She's still
just
on?
Yeah, good, she's strong.
Round one, it's kicking off tonight. And even though you're not playing anymore, you know you got to kick it off with a footy show. You're looking fit at the moment, Bo. You look good. There's no bags under your eyes. You're fresh, mate.
I feel good. You know, obviously TV puts on a bit of weight, which, you know, goes well with me because I like to look a bit bigger, obviously.
Yeah.
But I've had a big start of the year. Been doing a lot of training with Joshy Mansell.
Yeah, I saw that. Lots of tops off on your Instagram account
lots
at the moment,
bro. Getting that swole, get the angle, get the light. It's all about the filter.
Yeah, sure.
Josh Mansell, you should see him in person.
Oh.
Yeah, he looks like a Sherpa.
He does.
Yeah, we saw him the other day.
He's not that big.
No, he's not.
Midget. But strong. But he's strong
on Instagram.
Yeah, strong.
Strong on Instagram.
He's strong.
Are Penrith going to do pretty well this year?
Penrith are going to do very well, mate. Yeah. I've been pretty lucky shooting this player probe segment. So what we've done with the footy show this year, we've changed it up and I've done one-on-ones with probably 90% of the players and put a bit of a spin on it and been at all the clubs so far. I like Penrith.
Yeah.
I don't know what Penrith and the Roosters, they're eating something different because they're bigger, stronger, a bit more Islander than the rest.
Right, sure.
Which is good.
Is that what it is?
Mate, they're so hard to tackle.
Yeah, right.
They're so hard to tackle. That's why I had the fake injury.
And we know the best players are the Islanders. Yeah.
Mate, the wingers, the outside backs, they've got a couple. They've got Wunga Blake at Penrith.
Yeah.
And, mate, Latrell Mitchell at Sydney Roosters. I watched him train with Joey Johns a couple of weeks ago. I'm actually in love with him, mate. No one can tackle him. He's only about 18.
Wow.
He looks like Inglis. He plays the same as Inglis, so can't wait to watch him.
So is this a new segment, this probe?
Well, what we've got...
So what are you doing?
It's the old player probe.
Yes.
And it's just getting in their minds and just talking about, you know, things, you know, their first kiss, they had a poster on their wall.
Yeah, right.
See, JT did a couple of crackers and just cracking the vault, mate. Just cracking.
But you're really good at this stuff.
Thank you.
And everyone knows.
I do 20 to 1.
Yeah,
are you guys still doing it?
No, we're having a rest.
We're having a rest.
We put ourselves back in the draft.
Up and they went, yeah, we'll have Aaron.
Yeah, right.
And I had my hand still up, and then I just scratched top of my head.
I know the feeling.
Everyone knows that when you come on this show, you have this amazing gift, and you also, everyone knows the Bo Knows segment, but Bo Knows your suburb, and we'd love for people to get involved again.
Bo Knows.
This is Bo Ryan.
Where you live.
Bo does know where you live. This is freaky.
It's a bit creepy, in fact.
Because we get people to ring in. We've got three contestants this morning, Bo. We don't know what suburb they're from.
Yes.
We're going to introduce you. You ask them a couple of questions. You've got to have a stab in the dark. But, mate, you've got on 100% strike rate at the moment.
Yeah, have you?
Yeah, I'm due for, you know, a couple of stuff-ups. But I'm feeling good this morning. Big day today. Obviously, the show on that tonight.
Of course.
One of them days, you know, you just get up, you're in the zone.
Yeah, you're on. Mm. All right.
Okay, first one is Christy. Hi, Christy.
Hi, how are you this morning?
Hey, Christy, it's Bo Ryan. How are you?
Hey, Bo, I'm very well, and yourself?
Good, thank you. Listen, no, we don't have much time because I've only got a couple of minutes left, but let's get straight into it. All right. Please be honest. Do you like Donald Trump?
No.
You don't like Donald Trump. Okay, do you like the ocean?
I do, yes.
Okay.
If Donald Trump was the Prime Minister of Australia, would you vote for him?
Hell no.
No, okay.
Definitely wouldn't vote for Trump.
Definitely not.
Does that make sense?
This is I don't know where this is going with Trump.
Do you live up the coast?
I do, yeah.
And you definitely don't like Trump?
I definitely don't like Trump.
But obey.
Oh, my God!
I tell you why. Because a lot of people up in Bateau Bay, Central Coast, Edelong, hate Trump.
Do they?
Big Trump area where they hate him.
I don't know how you pinpointed that. How did you do that?
Just her voice. Yeah. And I watched the other day, I was watching Stan, and I just saw this lady talking about building a wall. Building a wall. Bateau Bay, build wall.
Cheats to stretch, and you've got your Stan t-shirt on.
100%.
Helen, welcome to the show. You're with Beau Ryan.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Helen, how are you? Good, thanks.
Great.
Are you from up the coast, Central Coast?
No.
Okay, okay. Mm. Do you prefer Vegemite or peanut butter?
Vegemite.
Oh.
Okay.
Are you under
60?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Do you have any tattoos on your back?
No.
On your leg?
No.
Where are you going?
Definitely none on the back.
Definitely none.
Does that make sense?
You wouldn't be from Glenwood, would you?
What gave it away?
The tattoos on the back.
she didn't have any.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Yeah. Very popular around there. Everyone's got tattoos on their back. Glenwood, apart from Glenwood.
Yeah, right.
My dad used to date a girl from Glenwood.
And she didn't have tats on her leg or back.
She did. She got them removed.
Oh, that's how you knew how she was welcoming Glenwood.
She was a fox.
I'm still dumbfounded here. I don't know what your method is and how you do this.
We'll do one more. Sorry, I've got to go. Okay, we've got the show on the
Crystal.
10 o'clock
we got
tonight.
Crystal. Say hello to Crystal.
Hey, Crystal.
Morning, guys.
Hey, Crystal. How are you?
Good, good. First of all, I've just
got to
say, up the Roosters. We're going to kick ass this year.
Up the Roosters. Okay. That's thrown me off because I was thinking out west, but you're obviously from the east. Do you like the ocean?
Yes.
Okay. Who's your favourite player at the Roosters?
Oh, Jesus. There's too many of my... He already retired.
Okay, give me his name.
I don't know. He's just going to make you guess it.
All right, so Minicello.
Yes.
Okay. I'm inside a dream. We're inside two dreams here. Let's just stick back to what I've got to do. Do you like going to going out at night?
Yes.
Do you like this sound?
Whoa. Oh, stop it!
It's quite specific.
A little bit. Yeah.
That's a panther. You're from the Riff. You're from Penrith.
Oh yes.
She's a Roosters fan, mate. Because she's approximately my age.
Yep.
So Roosters, she would have loved Freddie Fittler. He grew up out west, followed him to the Roosters. Didn't know Minicello's name.
No.
Yeah.
Penrith girl.
Makes sense.
Just glad you can read.
Actually, can I get a lift to Penrith? I've got to go out there and do some filming. Is anyone going out that way later?
Yeah, I can give you a lift, mate. No worries.
Problem. Anyone else?
And we'll go to that indoor skydiving.
Yep.
Yeah.
And out to the aqua.
No, I'm not insured for indoor, mate. I'm only insured for outdoor.
Do you want Adele to give you a lift?
Wait, what's going on with these Adele tickets?
Tom.
Okay. I need two Bieber tickets and two Adele tickets.
Bo texts me very late one night saying I need two Adele tickets. I'll pash Whipper for them.
What?
Yes.
We haven't worked out the idea yet.
No, I did not say but I will do that.
Sarah, she's the boss.
Hey, can I get two Adele tickets, please, Sarah?
But firstly, you look like you don't believe Fitzy. And no, I don't have Adele tickets.
Oh, this is Sarah. Bo's done so much for us, mate.
I know, and that doesn't mean we don't love you.
No,
and
it's
you
right. I've already promised my mum and wife, but that's all good.
Do you want to do this next bit on the radio show where we say you've got to listen out for this song?
Oh, yeah, don't do that to him, mate.
So what does that mean? What does that mean? Yeah.
Beeps. Yeah.
So when you hear that song, Bo,
yo,
ring up.
Our advice to you is to give us a call on 13 20 14.
Hey, and you know what? I might even be able to come and pick you up in a car if I get the tickets.
Do you want Bieber tickets?
100%. And Adele, please.
You can't have Adele, mate.
You're talking to your mum wanting an ice cream.
I told my mum she's...
Is your mum a Bieber fan? Because...
She's more into Adele, but yeah, she can be into Bieber.
You can have two Bieber tickets.
Oh!
What about Adele tickets?
Okay. But we still have Bieber tickets up for grabs.
I love
you hear that
so
song,
much.
13, 24, 10, NRL Footy Show back, on Channel tonight. 9 tonight.
Big show tonight, mate.
Good.
Massive.
Good on you, legend. Thanks for coming.
Thanks, love yous.
Thanks, buddy. Sydney's Fitzy and Weber.
Nova.
Got any nice little baby music or something to set the tone here? Got some like nursery rhyme or anything like that? Just really bring it in.
You just put him on the spot in the last second.
I'm not going to talk until I've got the right music. Just to set the mood, mate. You got something special?
Yeah, let's see what
got
this is.
Jason Derulo doing Twinkle Twinkle. Oh, that's nice. Now we can continue. Baby names, guys. 2017, the worst list has arrived. So if you're having a bub in 2017, here's what you need to avoid. And I just can't believe they actually exist. So these are official baby names that have been registered to poor kids that are already born in 2017.
Is it stuff like Trevor, or are we getting more creative?
Oh, no. This is really clever, not Trevor.
They're dying out, those names, which is really disappointing.
What, like
Aussie names like Ian.
Ian.
Yeah, I don't know anyone who's
Ian
named their kid Ian.
Ian is one of the worst names getting around.
No, it's
That's not
Ian.
Nice.
Ian's awesome, mate. It's three letters.
I know.
Ted.
Simple.
Is Ted. Ian short for
Ian.
Anything?
Nah, it's just Ian.
You know what I mean? My son's middle name is Ian Whip.
Oh, is it?
Who's Ian in your family?
Yeah, that was my wife's grandfather.
Oh, I love sorry, Ian. Yep. Ian Selman.
Yep. Thanks.
Louis sorry, Ian.
Two vowels in it as well, you know, like it just freaks
Ian.
People out.
Hey, Ian. What's
you
going
don't
on,
need to
Ian?
Say like, it's like Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah, I don't know anyone who names their kid Brian.
My middle name's Brian. Oh, my God. Could I get slammed anymore?
Thomas Brian.
It'll come back around again, though.
Thank what, Brian and Ian will come back around?
It's the...
who's here?
Oh, the secular motion that we have with names, because all the old ones
the
are coming...
The what
motion? Secular. Isn't that right?
Secular.
Isn't that right?
That's right.
No, see? Secular.
I don't know. I just thought I'd raise him up.
I thought you stitched me up again there.
All right, number 20, we got melanomia.
Oh, melanoma. I thought, yes,
well, it's close enough.
You don't name your kid after a cancer.
Melanomia. Very cute.
No, it's not.
As I cruise through them, number 18, Gotham. Without a word of a lie.
I do love Batman.
Yeah,
that could
that's
be up
not
there.
Bad.
But so you're a Batman fan that's had a kid.
Yeah, Gotham. That's
Gotham's
a city.
Gotham's a dark
where else
city.
Would it come from?
I don't know where else it comes from.
Goth.
Panthy. P-A-N-T-H-Y.
That's good if you live in Penrith.
Better than Panty.
Little Panthy there out in the game.
Hey, Panthy. Come in here, Panthy. My God. What else have we got here? Number 10, Colum.
Oh, wow.
Not Colum.
No, that's
Colum.
A misspell for sure.
What, with an O-N at the end?
Yep. C-O-L-O-N.
No, that's how you spell colon.
Yeah, as in your colon, not Colin, is what we're saying.
Hi, my name is Colum.
No, but your colon is a part of your body, isn't it? Is that it? That's how
spell
it too.
Yeah.
Colin Carpenter.
Oh.
Number 7. Little Sweet Meat.
What?
Without a word of a lie, someone named their child Little Sweet Meat.
Oh, well, that's just that's not a regular name that's going around, is it?
It's a lot of letters as well.
Little Sweet Meat. That wouldn't be first and last name, would it? You can't do that. Last name wouldn't have been Sweet Meat.
No. What's the next name you got there?
Danger. Number 6 is Danger.
Danger, I don't mind Danger. But you got to live up to your name, you know what I
mean?
No, like
that's
your reputation's
a lot of
big.
Pressure.
Yeah.
Go down that hill on the skateboard, Danger.
What if you're quite sensitive and you don't really...
Imagine if I was called Danger.
And you don't have any courage, Sarah. You're in a bit of trouble if your name's Danger.
Do you know Gary's nickname?
What?
Not nickname, middle name.
What?
Star.
Oh.
Please, Gary.
Well, I would know that because I lived with him. So
clearly,
no
you don't.
You.
And
what
that's
do you mean,
not
Star?
What's the reasoning behind Star?
I think it was. God, I hope he's gone interstate already because I'll get in so much
trouble.
So
Gary Star douche.
Don't start giving away. That's not
wrapped
his
up
surname.
Like a douche.
that's not his surname.
The Star. Who's Star after?
His
a
dad
fish?
Has it as his middle name or something.
Star.
Double
R.
Yeah.
Beverly is at number 5.
Bebs.
Meldor is at number 2.
Meldor.
That's what it sounded like, didn't
Meldor.
It?
Meldor. One word, Meldor. And number 1, drum roll. Cool. Elizabeth.
No, they're spelling errors.
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. Do you reckon that someone's just spelled it
that's
incorrectly?
That's a spelling error. Yeah.
Number one name, guys. Look out for that.
Be good if Kate and Will could name their next kid Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. What's better than Colin, is it?
Oh.
Isn't it? You know, that's a tough one. Just be warned, guys.
Lizzie and Whipper.
Nova.